وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي، بارك الله فيك. Basically my dear brother, your question more related to the ayah that you mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, the second ayah. قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمال الآيات. And yes my dear brother, Allah جل وعلا in this ayah, He described in specific people who they did a lot of deeds but on the wrong path. So in the end, they lost it. Allah called them the worst losers. They hard work a lot when they was alive in their dunya, but on the wrong path, out of ignorance, out of wrong attention, out of whatever reason it is. In the end, it's on the wrong path. In the end, all of it is rejected. Whoever his situation similar to this description will be included in the meaning. Like for example, the innovators that you mentioned in your question. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad." Whoever practice kind of this not on our way, it will be rejected. And this, my dear brother, is a general rule. Whenever there is kind of evidence from the Kitab and the Sunnah, even though this evidence came for a specific situation, but whenever there is kind of situation have a similar description for this, for the evidence that in the Kitab and the Sunnah, it will be included. That situation will be included in the meaning and in the role and in the judgment inside this evidence. Inside these evidences. That's why the Kitab and the Sunnah is suitable for all time until Yawm al-Qiyamah. It's kind of perfections. I'll give an example. قال الله تعالى قل يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم. يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم. Allah جل وعلا mentioned this rule two times in the Quran, in Surah Al-Nisa and in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Warning أهل الكتاب from being extreme in practicing or in practicing their religion, in separating their religion, in fighting among each other. Allah Jalla Ala, He tells us regarding how Allah Jalla Ala warned Ahl al-Kitab from the extremism in general. Even though this orders was for the Ahl al-Kitab, but it's also, it includes anyone, his situation similar to the description in this ayah. Whoever go extreme means is crossing Allah's border, because Allah warned already the Ummah before us from the extremism. Means we are also included. For example, that's why how many evidences from the Kitab and the Sunnah warning us from the extremism. Another example, the ayah that Allah mentioned, قول الله عز وجل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين. The hasanat will remove the sayyat. The hasanat will erase the sayyat. If you had kind of sayyat, the hasanat will erase the sayyat. The story of this ayah actually is a situation that happened in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, when one of the companions came to the Prophet and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I touched and I kissed a foreigner lady, a lady that is haram for me by mistake. What is the kafara, Ya Rasulullah? What are you supposed to do?" So Allah Jalla Ala sent this ayah to the Prophet ﷺ to tell this companion, practice Allah among the good deeds. The good deeds means do the tawbah and practice Allah of good deeds, and these things will remove the bad deeds and the sins that he made. So this companion, he asked and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, this is only for me?" The Prophet ﷺ replied, he said, "No, it's for you and for all the ummah after you." Means whoever his situation is similar to you, this is how he's supposed to do, and this is the kafara. To practice a lot of these include tawbah, to remove the sins that you made. In the hasanat yudhibna as-sayyi'at. General. Except if the evidences itself show us this rule is specific for that situation only, and we are not allowed to compare others with it, even if the situation is nearly the same, for example. Means, if the evidence is limited, then we follow the limitation because of the evidences. Otherwise, it's general. I give you an example. The example, مثلا, what Allah Jalla wa Ala described the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding his wives. مثلا في قول الله عز وجل مثلا قول الله تعالى إن أراد النبي أن يستنكحها خالصة لك من دون المؤمنين. When a woman she came and she offered herself to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني rejected with a nice way because at that time he doesn't want to get married. So offering a woman offer herself to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. If the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم at that time he liked about this, what Allah said in the Quran, إن أراد النبي أن يستنكحها. If the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he would like, he can marry her by that way. But the Prophet chose not because he doesn't want it at that moment. So imagine, and the Sunnah came and described for us that situation. Hadith Sahih Musnad described it for us in details, and this is the conclusion of it. So this is khusus for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is specific for him. No one in the Ummah allowed after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, among our Ummah, allowed to accept an offer like that without wali, without witnesses, without guardian, without testimony, without announcing the marriage, etc. That is specific for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not for the whole Ummah after him. Because the other evidences show us that Allah Jalla wa Ala in the Quran is clear regarding how we're supposed to marry and how we're supposed to divorce and the wali and the mission of the wali, etc. Same thing in the Sunnah. لا نكاح إلا بولي إلا بولي وشاهدين. There's no marriage should be done without wali and witnesses until the end. So the Shara itself and other evidences show us the correct way and the legal way and the only way for someone to get married. And not among these ways is offering method. It's only for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And other examples. So in general, the general rule is when the evidences came in the Kitab and the Sunnah, making judgment or describing something, in it will be include every situation have a similar description, except if these evidences show us kind of limitation or show us something else. Wallahu alam.